The INPRS board voted last summer to privatize annuity savings accounts offered to public retirees, in part because of what the board felt were unsustainable interest rates. Under INPRS management, the accounts earned a fixed interest rate of 7.5%, while the rate would be considerably lower under private management, which uses market rates. Public unions said the difference could cost retirees thousands. Legislation approved last session lowers the rate over the next 2 years and then allows INPRS to privatize annuity management. INPRS spokesman Jeff Hudson says even though the bill lowers the high interest rate, there are still benefits to privatization.
The risk when a private provider does it is a risk that's taken on by the private provider. If the state continues to do it, then that continues to be a risk issue for the state.
South Bend Democratic Representative David Nizgotsky says public employees beginning to contemplate retirement need more time to plan than just 2 years. He says the state could soon be faced with a rush of retirees.
Is that what we're really trying to do is have some of our best and longest-term employees step away so we can bring new people in, apparently maybe for a lower cost at the beginning, but with much less expertise? That's what I think we're really faced with.
Hudson says attendance at the state's retirement workshops is already up 30% this year. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.